Hello, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Morning Ag Headlines. The Department of Interior announced their final public lands rule yesterday that drew criticism from congressional leaders. DOI says the final public lands rule provides tools for the BLM to help them improve the health and resilience of public lands in the face of a changing climate, conserve important wildlife habitat and intact landscapes, facilitate reasonable development, and better recognize the unique cultural and natural resources on public lands. The rule drew criticism from congressional and industry leaders, as U.S. Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming said the rule will block access to federal lands and subverts the multi-use requirement under the Federal Land Policy Management Act. He added that he and Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota will introduce a Congressional Review Act resolution to repeal the outrageous rule, which all can be read on our website, northernag.net.
Hello, I'm Boyd Heilig, president of the Montana Grain Growers Association. We all know that there is plenty of work to be done at home. While I've got plenty of chores to catch up on here, I'm proud that Montana Grain Growers Association brought forth four policies adopted by the National Wheat Growers to reduce burdensome regulations. Thanks to all farmers who are members of the Montana Grain Growers. I hope we make you proud, and we appreciate your support. Become a member today at mgga.org.
Talking with BNSF Railway, and 2023 was actually the safest year on record for BNSF.
We've been working for years and years to achieve our vision of an injury-free railroad. It is an outdoor sport, and we have to be very careful about where we're putting our employees and what we're asking them to do. And that's why we're so proud that when we closed out 2023, it was the safest year in our 175-year history.
BNSF, the rail industry's leader in safety.
The Montana Stock Growers Association recently submitted their comments to the BLM's proposed carbon sequestration project in Carter County. MSGA said they oppose the project that would encompass over 100,000 acres of that land south of Ekalaka, where 15 deep wells would be drilled and injected with CO2, storing carbon from Denbury Cedar Creek Anticline Pipeline. MSGA raised concerns that the various pipelines, roads, injection wells, and office buildings proposed would disrupt grazing, wildlife habitat, and could harm water quality. MSGA closed their comments by critiquing the agency's scoping and decision-making processes throughout this course of the project and is calling for a halt of the project plans, citing the productivity of the land for economic and environmental purposes. And wrap it up, the University of Missouri's Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute recently released the outlook for U.S. agriculture. They project that American sugar production remains strong and is expected to grow despite the challenges seen over the past couple of years. From the Northern Ag Network, I'm Andy Schwab.